Right. That's great. Thank you. And just I'll go to John Buchanan. And from your experience, you know, coming from a slightly different angle, through you know, biotech, and just your broad view of the aquaculture industry in general, so what challenges do you think remain out there for land-based to become mainstream and really a big part of the aquaculture volume produced globally each year?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you could argue it's already become mainstream. There's lots of discussions, investment, and activity in the sector. The big commitments initially were around engineering, and that's still a major focus. And feeds obviously has to be a focus. The way the diets are formulated is quite different and needs to be optimized for RAS. The last step in the puzzle, and from my perspective, is looking at the genetics of the fish. So RAS is a very capital-intensive investment. The economics are very well understood, and once you get to scale, then investment in improving the fish is makes sense. And I think that we're approaching that point, especially for salmon, but many of the species where, you know, an improvement in growth as you're moving fish through the tanks. There's always while you're waiting for the biomass to grow, there's the inefficiency there that can be recaptured with faster growing fish, just very simply. But obviously, you know, better FCR or the waste products from the fish that allow a biofilter to support a larger biomass would be fundamentally transformative to the industry and the profitability. And we've done some work in my past. I was the director of R&D for Aqua Bounty, so where I was looking at biotech solutions to solve those problems. They can be addressed through breeding, and there's new technologies in genome editing, and RAS is also contained, so that there's a lot of benefits to really taking the next step in the industry and getting the genetics to complement both the feeds and the engineering. That's a good opportunity for the future.
That's great. Thanks very much.